This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strove. U.S. and Europe are warning Lebanon's Hezbollah to ease strikes on Israel and back off from a wider Mideast war. AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks reports.
Hopes are lagging for a ceasefire in Israel's conflict with Hamas in Gaza that would calm attacks by Hezbollah and other Iranian allied militias. So American and European diplomats are now warning Hezbollah about taking on the military might of Israel. They say the group shouldn't rely on the US or anyone else to hold off Israeli leaders if they choose to carry out an offensive into Lebanon, and that Hezbollah shouldn't count on its own fighters' ability to handle whatever would come next. Escalating cross-border strikes between Israel and Hezbollah appeared to have at least leveled off of late, but a former US diplomat in the Middle East says Israelis still seem to be preparing an entirely different magnitude of conflict. And a UN humanitarian chief has used the word apocalyptic to describe a war that could result. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
Iran will hold a runoff presidential election to replace President Ibrahim Raisi, who died recently in a helicopter crash. Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang has more.
With millions of votes counted so far in Iran's snap presidential election, two candidates have emerged neck and neck. Preliminary results show moderate candidate Masoud Pezeshkian and his hardline challenger, former nuclear negotiator Saeed Jalili, in the lead. Pezeshkian, faithful to Iran's theocratic rule, has publicly criticized authorities over the death of Mahsa Amini, and her death sparked mass unrest in Iran in 2022. Jalili is a protege of Ayatollah Ali Khomeini, Iran's 85-year-old supreme leader. A staunch anti-Westerner, analysts say him winning could signal an even more antagonistic turn in the Islamic Republic's foreign and domestic policy.
Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang. This is VOA News. The Taliban on Saturday ruled out any discussions on, quote, internal issues of Afghanistan, including women's rights, with international envoys at an upcoming crucial United Nations-hosted meeting in Doha, Qatar. More from VOA's Steve Miller.
Zabihullah Mujahidi, the Taliban government spokesperson and head of its delegation attending the conference, said that the two-day talks commencing Sunday would primarily center on Afghan economic issues and counter-narcotics efforts. Special envoys from around two dozen countries, including the United States, will gather to interact with Taliban representatives for the first time since UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres initiated what is referred to as the Doha process a year ago. Steve Miller, VOA News.
The far-right Alternative for Germany has re-elected its leadership duo after the party made gains in the recent European election. Thousands of people protested against its convention in the western city of Essen Saturday, and some demonstrators tried to block roads or clashed with police. Alternative for Germany, or AfD, took 15.9% of the vote to finish second in the European Parliament election on June 9th, despite recent scandals and setbacks. That was lower than its support in surveys at the beginning of the year. Co-leaders Alice Weidel and Tino Chrupalla were elected unopposed to new two-year terms with strong support, a display of harmony by the party's often argumentative standards. A weapons expert has told the UN his organization has irrefutably established missile debris in Ukraine is North Korean. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
The UN Security Council has been presented with evidence of North Korean missiles being used in Ukraine.
In January 2024,
Jonah Leff, executive director of Conflict Armament Research, offered a detailed analysis of remnants of a ballistic missile that struck Kharkiv on January 2nd.
Carr documented the missile's rocket motor, its tail section.
Showing the council photos of the remnants, he said they had unique features indicating it was manufactured in North Korea last year. Left says the evidence
irrefutably establishes that the missile fired on Kharkiv was indeed of DPRK origin.
The U.S. and its Western allies accused North Korea and Russia of violating a U.N. embargo on arms exports from the DPRK. Russia dismissed the accusations as baseless. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Tropical Storm Beryl is chugging toward the southeast Caribbean. As forecasters warn, it is expected to strengthen into a dangerous major hurricane before reaching Barbados. Hurricane watches were in effect for Barbados, St. Lucia, Grenada, and St. Vincent, and the Grenadines. Barbados's Meteorological Service said the storm center was forecast to pass just south of the island. Beryl was located about 1,260 kilometers east-southeast of Barbados on Saturday, with maximum sustained winds of 100 kilometers per hour. It was moving west at 37 kilometers per hour. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.